It's now time for our Jefferson County North Coaches Insight program here on KARE 93.7. The basketball season continues on, a week plus into it, and we're joined now by the JCN girls coach, that is Steve Knoll. Coach, you sit here at 1-1 through two games, a victory against Pleasant Ridge on Friday, and then Moorhill Mounts Academy getting you on Tuesday night by 10. We'll dive into that one momentarily, but how do we assess here the first two games of the season?
Well, you know, going into it, knowing that we opened with probably two of the top teams in the NEKL to start the year, you know, looking back 1-1, going into the season, I think I would have took it. Where we're at right now, I think we could be 2-0, but we very easily could be 0-2 too. You know, we had an issue with foul trouble and then turnovers, and those were kind of two things that kind of hurt us against Pleasant Ridge, but then hurt us even more against Moorhill.
Is that the biggest thing you kind of point to in that loss to the Ravens on Tuesday night?
Yeah, I think so. The turnovers were a big thing for us there. You know, I knew Luke would come out. They do a great job with some pressure defense, and they sped us up a little more than we would break their press, but then we just kind of sped us up a little too much, and we'd take a quick shot. You know, maybe some of them weren't turnovers, but when we take a quick shot against the press, that was just as good as a turnover. So, we had some foul trouble too, and at one point in the second quarter, we're down 3 or 4, and we're trying to build some time here a little bit to get everybody back in. And man, we just went through a stretch where we went from 2 or 3 down to 12 down, and then we just couldn't get it past 8 the rest of the game.
Give our listeners a sense of the challenge it is for the girls from that Friday to Tuesday turnaround. You get that Monday, but that's really it. Give the listeners a sense of how challenging it is when you have to make that quick turnaround from Friday to Tuesday.
Oh, it's tough because you get that one practice to kind of prepare, and you want to go over the things you did wrong, but you want to look forward to what you need to be doing for that next game. So, you know, in an hour and a half to 2 hour practice, you just don't have enough time to get in everything you want to get in. But like I say, we had our ups and downs both games, and there's some bright spots. You know, we playing a lot of younger kids, and they're getting some experience. So, you know, if we can work through a lot of these bumps here early, I think we'll be in good shape later on in the season.
Well, let's talk about the matchup on Friday. You stay inside NEKL play. You go to Horton. What can you tell us about the Chargers here early?
Well, I know they got a new coach this year. I think Gary Sorensen's their coach, and I know Gary's been around for a while, and he's been a great coach. So I really don't have much on him yet. I'm hoping today to get some stuff in and kind of figure out, you know, kind of what they do and what we need to do against them. But I know they've got some athletes there, and you know, we really got to just take care of ourselves. We got to cut down on the turnovers and lay off the fouls a little bit.
Jefferson County North girls basketball coach Steve Knoll joining us as he does each and every week. Chargers 1-1 getting set for a trip to Horton for game number 3 on Friday night. Broadcast you can listen to on KNZA 103.9 FM, part of our games of the week. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck on Friday.
Thanks, Brandon.